Do you remember that song? What song is it?
That's the People's Court.
Yeah. Yeah. Judge Wapner.
There it is. Very good.
Wow.
I'm very impressed. So, all right, Jeans. This is very exciting. Let's see. Where are you this week? Do you know?
Jeans. Everybody pull your jeans up if you're in the Atlanta area. Hallelujah. I'm at the Atlanta Punchline January 25th through 27th. Holler at me. And then January 31st through February 2nd, I am at Comics at Foxwoods Comedy Club and Bar, which I'm contractually obligated to say. Yes. In Mashantucket, Connecticut. Uh-huh. And then February 7th through 10th at the Stardome in Hoover, Alabama.
So jealous.
In the Bama.
So jealous.
Good.
We're having.
It's about time you're jealous of my career.
We're having jealousy issues today.
You're having jealousy issues.
Right, I am. I'm very jealous that you get to play the Stardome.
Right.
I'm very jealous that you get to play the DC Improv. I'm very jealous that your hair is this long.
You're sweet. I'm jealous of your career always, so I'm kind of happy that you're jealous of mine.
Well, hopefully there's some type of winter storm that'll come through and cancel these gigs.
That's really...
I will be at the Cleveland Improv.
That sucks. I mean...
January 24th to 27th, I will be eating multiple meals at the tavern, the Green Tavern, is that what it's called?
Oh.
Right around the corner from the hotel.
Is that there in Cleveland?
Yeah, it's the one that I told you to go to. Then you went there and you were like, holy shit.
I'm not sure we're talking about the same place.
Yes.
That's in Cleveland.
Yes.
I thought that was in Kentucky.
Across from Hilarities, the restaurant. Remember the one I told you to go to?
Sorry. I'm confused. Sorry. My brain just went somewhere else. Yeah, that's awesome. So, that place is good.
If you don't come see me at the Improv in Cleveland, then at least you could come have a meal with me at this wonderful restaurant.
Oh, you should definitely do
that. And then, let's see. The next week, I think the 30th or the 31st through the 2nd, I'll be at Joey's Comedy Club in Livonia, Michigan, which is outside of the D. You know what I'm talking about? The D.
Will there be slam poetry going on?
Oh, sure. Sure, man. There's definitely going to be some. I know
you represent real hard for the 313.
For sure, man. I'm doing it. I'm doing it for y'all, man. This is for the...
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For the D. Wow. So that's where I'm going to be. And so hopefully you'll come see me there. And that's it. That's where you can see us live over the next few weeks. So come check us out.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
All right. So there's that. Yeah, there's that. So We have a very special guest today.
Oh my goodness.
We're very excited to get things going.
Put your musical jeans on today.
Put your jingle bell pants on.
Your jingle bell jeans.
Your jeans that have jingle bells jingling. And
oh my gosh, you
get ready for a fun show. Are you ready to start the show?
I'm fucking ready.
Let's do this shit, man.
You know, Gatorade was invented at the University of Florida. For the Gators,
right?
You don't have to be a Florida graduate to hydrate.
No,
that's for everybody.
Yeah, I never even went to college.
Oh my God!
It's Mike.
This is crazy.
I have a song for you. I'd like to do with the.
What the fuck?
What just happened? Blue
I pressed
band.
Like six buttons at once. It was...
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome, welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitson. Christina
Pajitson. Welcome to your mom's house.
That was crazy.
Well, Blue Band, his claws and paws don't always know how to push
they
buttons.
They don't. Mike Singletary came on. Joe Double came on.
But Blue Band is a bald eagle, guys. He doesn't have opposable thumbs. He pushes the wrong buttons.
What did I tell you I was going to do after we did the podcast? What did I tell you I was going to do?
Take a dump?
No. I said, after the podcast, do you want to come with me? I'm going to go.
Make sweet love. Buy a car. Make cookies.
No.
Take karate lessons.
I said, do you want to come with me?
To go running.
Yes. And then what do you bring to the podcast?
Cookies. You know why? Because we have a special guest and I felt like it was...
It's very special.
We have a guitar and we have cookies and it's like summer camp. It's
all
fun.
Right. Well, why don't you introduce our very
you
special
guys
guest?
You guys are in for such a treat. Our very, very good friend, Mr. Brian Hayner is here, everybody. Yay!
Yay! Hi, kids.
Hi, Brian.
Brian, we knew about, but
we
hadn't met...
You
Please shut your mouth. We hadn't met until we did South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only native South African that we met on the trip.
It's true.
And lost the accent, but is doing fantastic. No, you were, we were all just natural fits for each other on this South Africa
yes.
trip.
We got along great.
It was so much yeah. fun.
Can I tell you that, Brian, looking at your face, I feel like I'm looking into a genetic mirror. Because if you don't, you feel like Brian and I look alike?
So much. You look like, I mean, you're definitely at least, you know, an uncle.
At least. Eastern, older brother. Eastern block for sure, right?
Yeah.
You guys have
I'm just thinking
similar.
About whether there's a chance that I fucked your mom at one point.
Well, at least somebody
we
is.
Gotta put so up a pic- let's put up a picture of you guys side by side.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we should. People need to see this.
Yeah, absolutely. So Hayner was with us. We did that South Africa trip, which we told you about. We did shows in Durban and Johannesburg. You stayed, and you did Soweto and Cape Town.
Correct.
So you did like a month-long run.
A month-long, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yep. About 2 weeks too long, yeah.
It was a hell of a good time, though. At
it
least
was fun.
For our 2 weeks. It was so much fun.
So good.
We had such an amazing time. And we just clicked, right? Like, we would get together. We'd have breakfast together. We'd sit around, just bullshit
drink
all day.
Wine together
yeah,
every
oh, so
night.
So much fun.
We'd have fun in the dressing room. Like, at some point, the comics kind of split off into, like, cliques.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was Hayner, Ian Bagg, Tommy, and me in a mm-hmm. dressing room, mm-hmm. hoarding wine. We would get a bottle and then, like, hide it.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Then drink it.
The shows
so
were
great.
So fun.
So much fun.
And we were so much funnier than everybody else.
That's
oh,
right.
yeah,
That's
sure.
right, of course.
Well, because you had the difficult task of, like, opening the shows. Like, Finesse That's Mitchell would host, but then you had the first slot, which is like the hardest slot.
Yeah,
and you crushed.
Unless you have a guitar, then it's all cheating.
No,
then it's a piece of cake.
Well, see, you'll love Brian because Brian is very self-deprecating and doesn't give himself credit. So
right?
you, it's impossible to dislike Brian.
That's not true. I'm pretty fucking good.
But then you also had to open after intermission. You had to go back. You always had to open the doors up there. You wrote a song and like, I love this about, so whenever you have somebody with like a special talent, you know, people are like, well, show us what's up. And so we get there and the show's like the next day and the people in South Africa are like, hey, you do songs, like you're going to write a song for this too, right? And Brian's like, went for tomorrow? And they're like, yeah, just write a fucking song, man.
And he did.
So he has to run upstairs and then he wrote a song that like sounded like he'd been singing for like 20 years.
And he'd crush it. You did like the South African national anthem that you learned in like
the extended
5 minutes.
Mix that people didn't even
That's right,
know
the double
was
anthem,
yeah.
right.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Singing in Swahili. Did you do you did the Bring Me My Machine Gun song in Soweto?
Mshini Wam. Yeah, I did. Mshini Wam. Mshini Wam. Yeah, it got quiet there.
So okay,
right
just
away.
So people know. This is so after we did theaters in Durban and Johannesburg. Then we leave. Christina and I come back here and they do the next week in Soweto. Soweto is where Mandela lived, where his his old house,
right?
The museum still is, and it is like 100% black, right? Like it's like
yeah.
There's not. There's whitey.
It's actually more. It's more than 100%.
It's 150% black.
Just over 100. Yeah.
And so we're like, holy shit, you're doing Soweto, and they're bringing in just black comics to do Soweto. Like that's it. But they're like,
and
hey,
the 50-year-old cracker. Yeah. Yeah, that's a great mix.
So you get this idea to do a freedom fighting song that is like, it's like a revolutionary,
the apartheid song. Yeah.
Apartheid song that black people would sing, which was. What is it?
Imshiniwam, and it means bring me my machine gun and kill the white man. Like it was like kill the boar is what it was. Uh-huh. And, you know, the white boars over there. And so it was basically kill the white man. And
That's awesome.
So I came out and sang it.
And did they just went bananas?
They went crazy. That's they sang so it cool. with me. Yeah, they loved it.
That's so cool. Can you imagine, man? Like they're
they
see
it.
This cracker and they're like, what's this fucking guy going to do? And you start singing. I just think it's brilliant. I wish I could have seen that. I really wish I could
have
seen it.
It was pretty funny.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I just said that because we were over there with David Cow, who's like the Chris Rock of South Africa.
Oh, we talked about him, yeah.
And so, yeah, I just went out and said that David taught me this song and he said it would keep me out of trouble. And as long as I was in Soweto, just to sing it. And so, and then I did. And it was quiet for about 10 seconds. It was just like quiet. People are looking at me like, are you fucking crazy? What are you doing?
And then
they got it. And then they all started singing along. And then it was all good.
What level of destruction did he lay down in Soweto? Was it even crazier than?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't. I think he told three jokes. He didn't even have to speak. He walked out, it was standing ovation, and then it was like the second coming. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, amazing.
It was fun to watch, man. I had a good time watching David there. It was crazy.
Yeah.
So we there's a lot to cover, but just to get it out there right now, you have a new album out, right?
Yes, I do.
And
it is called Alone.
Alone. And I like that.
I know. And it's so true of when you're a comedian and it's just you.
I love that. And then you open it and you're like, black. Oh.
Yeah, oh, not so alone.
Not so alone.
There's
a few thousand people. What's the biggest size venue you've ever played?
Indoor venue, the O2 in London, 15,000.
Oh, yeah.
God. Outdoor, we did Oshkosh. Wisconsin at this air show, and we did a night show at the amphitheater, and people just kept coming and coming. It was like this giant field, and I think there was just over 30,000 there. So yeah,
oh my god,
huge crowds.
Jesus Christ! Now,
much easier than working in front of 100 people, though.
People don't understand that. They don't understand that at all. They don't get that. Like if you crush 30 in a room,
oh my god,
that like
on a Sunday night, 30 people.
How much skill that takes?
Yeah.
Versus like 500, they're like, oh, this is harder. Like, nah, dude.
Not even close. Yeah. Not even close, yeah.
Now, so just people know, you came to a lot of people's attention first because you toured with Jeff Dunham for a while.
Correct. Right? I was Guitar Guy.
Guitar Guy. And you're still, your handle is Git Guy?
Yeah, I still go by Guitar Guy. Most people know me as that.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of like the thing when people are like, to Christina, why don't you change your stage name to your married
to
name.
To Segura,
like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but like all these other people already know her.
Like if they know you one way, it's like, and I'm not famous enough because I think Joe Rogan was like, yeah, but Roseanne changed her name. I'm like, yeah, but Roseanne was huge.
Right, so people knew. Like,
Christina Pajitsky doesn't have that kind of
You should
clout.
Change it to Christina Pajitsky Mellencamp.
There you go.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea at all.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's HIMS.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
So you toured all over, and I know like Dunham's following is crazy.
Right? Nutty.
Like, you'd come out, and then you'd also be sometimes part of the show, right? Like you'd
Yeah, I would come out and do my 20 minutes, and then I'd come back on stage two or three times and play songs for the puppets to sing, and which is why I was originally hired, was just to come in and play songs, write songs and play songs.
This is what I love, stories like this. They're just like, hey, could you just do this real quick? And then, like, after they see you a couple times, they're like, actually, do you just want to be on this tour?
Yeah, well, that's what happened. First of all, I was hired to do, there's a YouTube video, Jingle Bombs, where Ahmed sings Jingle Bells, a parody of Jingle Bells, and they wanted me to come out and play guitar, and they were just going to release it on YouTube. That was it. So I went to the Chicago Improv, we taped two shows, and it was done. That was my whole gig.
You're like, oh, that was a fun experience.
It was fun. It was great. And then, like, 2 weeks later, it has 20 million hits on YouTube. And so Dunham calls and says, you know, would you like to maybe write a song? I'm working on a Christmas special. Do you think you could write some songs for that? And I said, sure. And so I started writing songs for it. And then he said, well, why don't you come out on the road with me so we can play Jingle Bombs together and you can work on some songs? And then once he saw at this point, he'd still never seen my act. Mm-hmm. He just knew I played guitar. So then he said, why don't you open tonight? And so I said, oh, we were at a theater somewhere. And I said, okay. So I went out and did 15. And he fired his opener that night, which I really feel bad about because he was a great guy.
That's
a really nice guy. But he fires the opener. So now I'm opening. I'm part of the show. And that's three and a half years of my life.
Yeah. That's a show business story.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That is one of those.
Considering that I'd been in comedy for about a year at that point, and I'm working in front of 10,000 people, like four nights a week for that the next 3 years. Yeah.
That dude did not see that coming either. He was just like, all right, go ahead, dude. So tomorrow, are we doing Seattle? They're like, tomorrow, you can get your shit and you're you're going home,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Dunham's doing it. Brian Hainer, you're going back home.
I feel, and it was this young comedian that was so much more deserving than me and should have, you know, still
Louis
been there.
C.K.
But it is, you know, I mean, it is what it is.
That's crazy.
I feel bad about it.
But we've all been fired. But we've all had
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Happen.
I've been on the other end of that too. Yeah. And this kid is 20. And really funny, and he's got a great future, and I keep telling myself that so I can sleep at night.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm sure he's
he'll be fine.
He's
yeah, fuck him. Yeah.
So wait, you have your guitar with you?
Yes.
Could you maybe do a little something with it?
I could.
By the way, are we going to do some songs together eventually?
I would love to,
because, like, you know, since high school, I've had this song. Your problems make my dick soft.
And best title ever.
Yeah. And it's basically, I mean, the song is like, I have it written out where it starts with a conversation. Like two guys are like, yo, B, what's up with that girl? It's like, man, shit was cool, but, you know, she just started talking to me about her problems. And you know what they say, B? He's like, yeah, man, problems, they make my dick soft. And then, right, we go into the music, your problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your problems make my dick soft. I don't want to hear your problems.
Oh, okay.
make my dick soft.
Yeah.
Your problems, yeah. Make my dick soft. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah. We could totally be black on this.
Yeah, let's do that, man.
Yeah.
Let's do it. And just so other people know, a little bit of trivia. You may not know this. Brian Hainer, our very special guest, plays guitar on the hit song Car Wash. Am I right?
Yep.
Wow.
How cool is
that's
that?
That's fucking crazy cool.
Yeah. That just, unless I was four when I did it, I am an old fuck.
Car wash, man.
Can you believe that?
So will you promise me that we can write that song?
Oh, I would love to, yeah.
Okay.
We might write it today.
All right.
I'm not afraid.
Will you give us, I don't know, whatever, will you play something off, whatever you're working on or something off the new album, whatever you want to play. Play something for us.
Play something for you?
Sure. I mean, you know.
And don't hold back because our listenership is juvenile like we are. This is seventh grade.
Yeah. So. You can play whatever you want. Yeah, there's no restrictions. This is not a corporate gig.
This is not a corporate
gig. Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Cool.
If you want to talk about retard midgets, that's fine.
I can do that. I can do the retard midget song.
Oh, we'd love that. Yeah.
I'm excited about these cookies, too. And the fact that you've been sneezing and your eyes are watering and everything. You're blowing your nose. Pretty happy about that.
I licked every cookie just so you could taste it. You can have it. It's at the tail end.
Yeah, people get the wrong idea about people in LA, I think, a lot of times. Mm-hmm. They think you're in the entertainment business and you have these skewed values. And I always laugh about it because, you know, if you're maybe in like Hollywood, they're that way. But everywhere else, it's just, it's like middle America, you know?
Sure.
Like typical weekend for me. Yesterday was Sunday, so I went out to party, 'cause I like to party on the day after Thursday. So I went to Hollywood and found myself a hooker, paid her $50 and I took her to a motel, snorted cocaine off her breast. I won't go into all the rest, but it's safe to say that the evening ended poorly. $50 was just a scam, 'cause she turned out to be a man, so I had to strangle him and now he's in my trunk. Saturday, Saturday, another day to party, just as soon as I can dump his body by the river. Riverbed, riverbed, dump him by the riverbed on Saturday, Saturday, so I can go and party down. Tomorrow will be Sunday. That's the day I go to church and ask to be forgiven for the whole murder thing. But that's not till tomorrow, so I'll worry later. Right now I have stuff to do, like get rid of a body on Saturday. Saturday, it's when I make my getaway, just in case the cops try to do a CSI thing with fingerprints. Fingerprints. Gotta clean my fingerprints. Who am I kidding? It's a transvestite hooker. The cops won't even care. No chance for the electric chair. It's Saturday, Saturday. I need another hooker. But this time, I'll make sure this hooker is a her on Saturday, Saturday. That's my day to party down. Oh, that's my day to party down.
Yeah.
Fantastic. So good.
That is so funny and so in our wheelhouse. Isn't that interesting? It's so bizarre.
Hookers that turns out to be trannies. There's a murder, hiding the body.
We just discussed all of this on the last podcast.
Church.
Yeah.
I love
in
it.
Church.
In church.
It's so amazing.
Yeah.
If your voice is so good, man.
Oh, thank you. If I could have pooped my pants at some point in that song, that would have been the trifecta,
it would have been your mom's house theme song.
That's right.
That is the thing, too. I think everybody has this, whether you're a performer or not. Like, do you have the wish you could sing and entertain, like, really well?
Yeah.
Wish I could
I dream about it. I wish I could be a musician.
You're going to do it, my friend.
We're
going to make this happen.
Okay. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about that. I'm pretty excited.
Me too.
About that. Is that a song on the new album? Or is that just a new song?
No, that's a song off the last album, I think.
Which is the Cougar one?
There's two in between the Cougar.
By the way, because you're on this, whenever we have guests that have a following like you, your fans are going to listen to this episode, and you know, because they want to hear you, we want to remind them that Christina and I have albums, and that they should buy our stuff. That's kind of the. Whole
I'm point. Not even sure you guys need me here. You know that?
I mean, the main thing I want Brian Hainer fans who have never listened before to know is that we have things for sale as well.
That's right. Listen to him, my minions. Buy this shit.
Go to your mom's house podcast.com and buy our shit.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm in. Right there. We need a, need a little tag point. For it right there.
That's the whole point, man.
That was a great song.
How long did it take you to write a song like that?
That one, ironically, was... it was, you remember Friday? I don't know if you guys knew Friday,
Friday by
Rebecca Black.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah.
That was it's not a parody of that, but it's like, she talks about her typical Friday. Well, that's right. My typical Saturday. Right. It was kind of an answer to her song.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant.
And so I got up, this one was a little bit weird in that I got up at 8 o'clock in the morning, had the idea for it, wrote it, had it done by about 10, and then had it recorded by noon.
Oh my God.
And then we actually did a video for it. My daughter produced this video of me like with a shovel and driving around with a dead body. And we did it that afternoon. So from concept to having a YouTube video was like 12 hours.
Isn't that amazing?
It was, it was bizarre. It usually takes longer than that. It usually takes me a little bit longer than that, but that one
I can't believe that people. And then I hear this all the time, like you'll hear, you know, famous musicians talking about like a song that, you know, you're like, this is the song of this generation, or this is like, you know, one of the top 10 songs of the decade, and they'll be like,
I think that about Saturday.
Yeah, that is one of the best songs I've heard, actually. But you'll hear these musicians being like, actually, I was just like, I just grabbed the napkin. And then I just wrote that, and you're like,
I
what
sat
the
down
fuck?
And it came out of
those
me.
Are yeah. gifts. Yeah, yeah. I've worked on songs for weeks. Never the music. The music comes very naturally to me.
Really,
but yeah, I can do that in my sleep. But the lyrics are much tougher. And I've worked on songs for weeks.
When we
that suck.
That isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Suck.
When you force it, it's not as good as
that's
the.
Right.
If you relax and let whatever it is come out of you, it's like perfect.
Same thing with writing bits.
It's
you know?
The same. Yeah. It's true.
Same thing. When it's honest and it just comes to you and you don't fight it, they're gold. And sometimes that even happens on stage.
Yes,
you know
absolutely.
What I mean? Where you'll go with something, you're like, shit, I just wrote a bit. That's awesome. And then other times you'll be home on the computer writing for hours and hours and you can't even use it. It's it's just stupid.
Or forcing it. I'm trying to be so clever. It's the bits I'm trying to be clever. No one gives a shit about them.
No.
People just want to see the real
stuff. The one you just
spit
it out.
Head.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So for me as a songwriter, as a new songwriter, as I'm approaching Your Problems Make My Dick Soft, I should just write down what comes to mind, right? Just let it out?
Yeah, I think so. It depends on the kind of song you want to write.
Give me some, I mean,
no,
advice.
It should be, I'm assuming it's going to be funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's from the heart, but I guess it's funny, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, then that's just make it funny.
From
the heart, but make it funny.
Okay. Okay. I can deal with that.
Because it's just like writing stand-up. It's the same thing. It's like, if one line's not funny, the next one better be.
I got you.
You know? Mm-hmm. If you're going into the third line and you're still setting up, it's like you've gone 20, 30 seconds without a joke.
Is that really the approach to it? Yeah?
Yeah, I try to set it up. Usually my songs, they'll have a setup, maybe a verse setup, because you don't know what's happening yet. It just kind of, you know, that premise. And then after that, once people get the joke and know what it is, then you have to be joke, 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 joke all the way through.
Got you.
So
okay.
It's got to be kind of quick after that.
I like that. That's knowledge right there.
Yeah, that is cool. It's hard. It's really hard.
Yeah. The hardest thing about doing musical comedy is the timing thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the song just goes. And there's no way to you know, wait for laughs or hold off, or it's into the next line.
Oh yeah.
So it's kind of, you know, not that I have a problem with anybody laughing at my shit, but you know, you'd like to hope.
Well, can I tell you what I think would be the hardest part about doing musical comedy is that if you're bombing, you're really balmy. Like, it's there's just the, no way.
The opposite.
It's just the opposite.
Really?
It's just the opposite. Oh. If I, on a Saturday night, hecklers, drunk, I just start plowing through songs.
You just plow through.
I don't even talk
you don't have to deal with
them. I don't even talk to them anymore. I just play the songs. Yeah. They play themselves, and I just go through them, and it's like, you laugh, don't laugh, I don't give a shit anymore. You know, if it's that rough.
Oh.
But
because you have the music there.
Because the music's there.
Yeah. It's going to carry the hour. Because my thinking is, if they hate the song, then you're committed to playing and getting through your set. But I guess it kind of helps
but you.
You
can,
it
does. You can take yourself out of the room
and just go into
well, the
that,
other thing,
right?
too, is, yeah, you have this going on the whole time, and there's no silence. When you're, if you're bombing as a stand-up, there's silence, a lot of silence. With this, it's like, this is a party. Yeah. I don't give a shit if you're laughing or not. So the room is kind of filled with noise the whole time. So
it's almost hypnotic, the guitar sound.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was watching this goofy thing on the internet. George Harrison was talking about recording. You know, he did Hare Krishna?
Yeah.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Yeah, that song. And he's like, there's something hypnotic about those words. And that's why I love it. And music is a form of hypnotism in a sense. Like, you get them kind of just into the thing of watching it.
Yeah, his whole thing was the mantra and repeating all the stuff over and over again, which he did in his songs later on. Yeah, it is kind of hypnotizing too. Yeah, it's cool stuff.
But music has the ability to do that, to kind of...
Yeah, the thing that you get with music is you can be somewhat hacky and get away with it. You can get away with a lot more if you have a guitar. You just can. I try not to.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
But I have this, it's like I have this song, the Blow Up Doll song, you know, where anyway, the last line of it is something, if I was doing a bit about Blow Up Dolls, and there's some clever lines in there. You know, I love her because she has that new car smell. You know, so there's stuff like that. I think they're pretty clever lines, pretty funny lines. But the last line of the song, which kind of ties it up in a bow, is my wife loves the Blow Up Doll too. Because it's one less thing she has to do. That is like the cheesiest, hackiest line in the world that you could never do as a stand-up. But in the song, oh my God, it kills. It gets applause at the end. They're like, oh, that's because it just ties it up in a bow. So you can, I try not to do it. I try not to lean on that. But, you know, you can.
I see what you're saying. But I don't think, it's not the cheesiest, hackiest line.
I don't think
it's
it is
pretty
either.
Hacky. Brian, you know, a woman saying that's one less, you know, if he goes to a hooker, it's one less thing I have to do. And that's kind of hacky.
But I think... I think
that arrangement right now.
Yeah, but see, there's nothing hacky about it. That's just...
real, you know,
our cum dog in the backyard.
Yeah. We do have a little cum dog in the backyard. Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is even? Do you know what a cum dog is?
I don't, but I want to.
Gosh,
dude, we
have about to find out
in the backyard. You wouldn't believe this, but we have a woman that is tied up. Okay, and she is our cum dog. Let's see if I can locate her.
Give me my reward. I want to see all the cum on my face so I can lick it up. Oh, yeah. Make sure it's a lot. I want a lot of cum. Yeah, I need some more. Watch it go down my throat. Yeah, who's sick? Thank you.
It's amazing that recording holds up because my mom was only 25 when she did that. Is that a sprinkler? Beautiful.
Because we talked about how in a marriage sometimes if Tommy wants the nookie and sometimes I don't feel like giving it. Maybe I'm tired or sick or whatever.
Or a woman.
I wish we had a cum dog and this person could just service Tom and it would just be part of our thing. It would be fine. Yeah.
It wouldn't be. There's nothing emotional there. It's just like a function of a
just a suck pig.
A suck pig out back that is basically a receptacle to cum sprinklers. And so that's.
But I could have my Puerto Rican cum dog as well.
We didn't work that out. But this part we did.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
you guys are very sentimental.
It's a foundation of a good marriage.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, you've been married a while, right? How long have you been married?
19 years.
Yeah, man.
So
you know what
you
it's
think,
like.
Yeah.
You
I
know
do.
What it's like.
Absolutely.
Do you have have you proposed a cum dog to your wife or
no? I haven't. But, no. She's a sport. She's a sport though. She's a trooper.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She's down is what he's saying.
She's down. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's pretty cool.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Speaking of down.
Oh.
Sometimes music takes you to a special place.
Just like George Harrison's Hare Krishna chanting.
That's right.
Maybe it makes you think of something. When we hear this music, we think of filling her up and sealing her shut. And that's what we're going to do right now, Mr. Brian Hainer.
So,
well, first of all, we should do results.
Oh, sorry.
Because we haven't done results from the...
I always jump the gun. I get so excited.
About the new ones.
Yeah.
Filler up, sealer shut. I don't know if you're aware, but what we do is we bring up two often well-known people, and we ask, who would you rather fill up and seal shut with your love, mustard, or who would you rather be filled up and sealed shut by? And then our listeners vote. And there was a poll online.
Brian's face is like, you guys are how old? 12 years old.
So
okay.
If you go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast, you can vote and you can like the page and then vote. And so the last one we did for the men, we asked you, who would you rather get filled up and sealed shut by? Kenny Rogers or Emeril Bam Lagasse, right? Is that how you say his last name?
Lagasse. Yeah, Lagasse.
Guess what?
Emeril.
The closest poll we've ever had.
No.
We didn't have as many votes as we've had on some, but it was the closest we've ever had.
Wow.
47-48.
Wow, that's a nail biter.
The other day it was tied. So somebody went for that, bam, and they took Emeril.
Emeril.
And he's up by one.
Over Kenny.
Over Kenny.
That's so funny that it was. I don't think it's ever been that close.
Bam, yeah. Overcoming my beard. Yes.
Yeah. One plastic surgery is too much for Kenny. That's why
that
he's down
looks,
one.
Yeah.
That looks terrible.
Yeah.
He looks crazy.
Terrible.
I know.
So, for the females, it was our Southern edition, our Southern pig edition. We had Carney Wilson or Paula Deen. And.
Paula Deen really seals it for me.
I gotta tell you,
she's amazing.
This one was not as close.
No.
78-38 on the poll.
Okay.
Carney Wilson.
What?
Really?
People wanted to fill that up and seal that shut. And I think even though I would choose to have a sandwich after I make Sweet Love, maybe you'd like to hear somebody sing a song.
Oh.
You musicians always get all the tail.
That's true.
Always.
That is true.
Wow.
Carney Wilson is no exception to the rule.
I would choose Paula Deen on the sandwich principle alone.
The sandwiches are going to be good.
And then she'll cook you something real good.
And she's got the sugar. You know, she's got the fetus.
That's right.
But she's been eating healthier.
She's got the diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
The sugar is the best. Well, there you go.
So, who do we have in the new episode
of Filler Up, Sealer Shut?
Who are we going to fill up and
all
seal
right,
shut?
In honor of Brian Hainer, we're going to do musicians.
All right.
Musicians. So I'm going to go with, for Filler Up, Sealer Shut, the females, Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty,
God
pretty
damn
lady,
it.
Pretty lady, cool Xanadu.
Mm-hmm.
Or Donna Summer.
Okay.
Huh?
Dead or alive?
Are they? Is one of these people dead?
Donna Summer's dead.
She died?
Yeah.
When? I missed
this
that.
Year,
maybe this last
maybe 2012.
Year, yeah.
Okay, that's why. Yeah, shit, I must have missed that. No. Oh, alive. Alive in their prime.
In their prime.
Alive and in their prime. And you have to walk us through your decision, like why.
I'm going to go. I'll go with Olivia Newton-John on this one.
Wow.
I have to. I mean, you know, the whole Grease thing.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, put her in the Bobby socks and the... You know, I can see my spooge in her hair. I can picture it right now.
And you're playing the game correctly, my friend.
That's exactly right.
I would like to wear Olivia Newton-John's pussy as a surgical mask. I would love to drown in her box.
All right.
I don't care if she's 25
it.
or 65.
Okay.
I would drill that woman.
Okay.
until she spoke with a stutter. Okay. Like that's what I would absolutely let her urinate in my food.
All right. Wow.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I would blow you while you're doing that. That's how hot she is. Yes. That's how hot she is.
Yeah, and guess what? I would have no problem with that added on to my Olivia Newton-John experience.
And I work the bag like a champ, just so you know.
She's
Australian too.
Fucking even better.
Isn't she?
Yeah, she's Australian.
She's got some stupid accent.
She can speak to me with her accent and and just tell me what to do. Remember we were watching that last night, we were watching that show, and that girl was like
so disturbing.
She started to
my
get like
has problems.
She started to be like, How kinky does he like it? And I was like, this bitch can get it.
Oh yeah, the penthouse pet for Millionaire Matchmaker.
Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah.
You're such a pig, you know that. That's why I love you.
Thanks, babe.
Sweet.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Donna Summer then.
Dead or alive again? Did you want her dead, you said?
No. Silly kid. Now, is Donna Summer, she works hard for the money?
Yes. That's Donna Summer.
That's a great song.
Yeah. Let me say, okay, so here's why I choose Donna Summer.
Okay.
That song comes out, I'm a little girl, my formative youth, and I see this black woman being like, I work hard for my money, motherfucker, so hard for it, honey. And that shit resonated with me over, you know, some bullshit roller skate girl in Xanadu, which, let's fucking face it, that movie makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand what's happening.
Okay.
And Donna Summer is a strong black woman, just like me, so I relate to that, yes.
Okay. I'm not criticizing your choice.
No, I think you are.
I'm not. I'm just saying that I want to drain ounce of my ball bag into Olivia Newton-John.
So alarming this week. You really like her. I don't think I've ever heard you this enthusiastic.
That's so easy. It's two beautiful women. How can you go wrong? I mean, Donna was hot.
It's true.
You know, Madonna. When she was young. What's her name? Did I say Madonna? I mean,
Donna Summer.
Donna Summer was hot.
Gorgeous.
She was gorgeous.
Absolutely.
The appeal always is if you have a childhood thing attached. I remember seeing one of the first people that I was like, that's a beautiful woman. You know what I mean? Where you're like aware of it. For me as a kid was Olivia Newton-John because I saw her in like Grease and she was a celebrity when I'm coming to terms with like, why am I getting boners?
Right.
So
this
is just an extension of that.
Exactly.
I liked some Henry Winkler Fonzie. I think he was my first TV and Gopher on Love Boat. I always like the funny guys. Gopher and John Belushi. And
what about John Wayne Gacy?
John Wayne. Shut up.
Yep.
Sick fuck. All right, let's do it for the guys. Here we go. You're so disturbed with the serial killer shit lately.
Go ahead.
All right. Would you rather get filled up or sealed shut by the Beatles?
Jesus.
The entire band.
John, four guys?
Paul, Ringo, and George, yeah.
It's a lot.
Or the entire band of Led Zeppelin.
Two of your favorite bands.
Two of my favorite. Right.
Now, if you need a moment to think.
Wow. Holy cow. I've seen Zeppelin. They came out in the 70s. They all wore tight pants, and I know for a fact that like Plant and Page are both like hung like mules.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine being that talented and popular as a musician and having...
And exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
It's not fair. The Beatles, I picture them with little Liverpool dicks. So,
little pasty.
Little pasty white.
Come on, love.
That's right.
Give on, little rub and talk. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, pop over to the pub, yeah.
Yeah. It tastes like Guinness. So yeah, I'm gonna go with the Beatles on that one.
Because
it's small.
See, for me, it's very simple. Very easy.
Hmm.
I'm going, and I've done this before, but I'm going with the Beatles for the story. You know, we're sitting around at a bar.
That's interesting.
You know, in 87,
you
know, people are telling their stories like, oh, you
John
know,
John Lennon was dead in 1980 or something.
I'm telling,
stupid.
You're not even, it's because you don't listen that you don't even get it. Somebody's bragging like, oh, in 87, I fucking hooked up with, you know, the princess of fucking Zimbabwe. And I'm like, oh, that's great. And then someone else is telling their story. Yeah, well, I blew fucking Phil Simms when right after the Super Bowl. And I'm like, you know what? When I was three, the Beatles fucked
three.
Me. And they're just like, really?
And one dead Beatle. Because John Lennon was dead in 1987.
We're not using 87
anymore. He's telling a story in 87.
You still don't get it. Somebody else said 87. Someone else had another story.
Oh, I thought you said story. In 1987, I had sex with the Beatles.
No, and then I'm saying, I fuck. Jesus Christ.
I don't know how you fucking stay with her. Jesus. I swear to God.
No, she's just, and this is, by the way, this is my penance. My penance from the Lord is deal with
for,
this.
Oh, how dare you. And I made you cookies and brought you a Gatorade.
Thanks, babe.
He got Gatorade? Fucker. Bringing
I know,
me water.
I gave you water.
Fucking water and a fucking
I'm
Oreo.
I'm just slow today, Tom.
It's all right.
This is the second time you chastise me. I'm just slow.
I didn't chastise
you. I'm so slow today.
Will you
I'm
tell
tired.
Us your answer? You're
yeah,
the one,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
the
sorry.
One who really gets to get filled up here.
Can I tell
and
you?
Now you what? Also have the benefit of knowing that Led Zeppelin is packing heat because he just told us.
I know, but I'm not a huge Zeppelin fan.
What about
I'm not
dicks?
A huge, you know, no. I'm always more about who's attached to the dick. I think we know that in my sexual history. Hmm. And I'm a huge Beatles fan, but I don't, is this, can we, I don't want Yoko involved though. Like John Lennon, I think would be a little unbearable
no,
with
yeah.
Yoko there.
Yeah, she cock blocked the whole band. So
she
yeah,
fucking,
I don't.
She ruined everything.
Everything,
yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, I don't think you have to worry about
did
Yoko.
You see, did okay. you see the posting that Bill Burr did a few weeks ago about.
Yes.
Is that not the best thing you've ever seen?
Yeah. Chuck Berry singing with John Lennon. And then and they're like singing old rock songs.
On a TV show.
On a TV show. Oh. And Yoko's in the background.
Oh, boy.
Playing like a bongo.
Oh, boy.
And they're singing out front and everything's going great. And she grabs the mic off of the bongo and puts it up and goes, and does her like shrieking whole, oh. And the look on their faces.
But Chuck Berry.
Oh, Chuck Berry was just like, fuck. John was like, it's, you know, there's nothing there's
Yoko.
Nothing I can do.
Yeah. But Chuck
but
Berry
Chuck was
like,
fucking get your girl under control here,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, yeah. It was, that's, it's really amazing.
That's mortifying.
Yeah. I'll show you the video.
She
it's
sucks.
Phenomenal. Okay. Well, you still haven't been filled up yet.
No, I love the Beatles. I would get filled up by whoever's alive now. Like Paul McCartney could give it to me day and night. I just saw an interview with him. He looks he's amazing.
You'd sleep with him right now?
I would bang, like I said, any living Beatle now.
So you got Ringo.
Ringo,
and Paul.
Ringo and Paul are left. I would bang them.
Is it just me or did the wrong two Beatles die first?
Yeah.
No,
I think we're
everybody
known,
kind of
right?
is the same way.
Only the good die young.
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, isn't there all I always hear about that like so and so is the fifth Beatle. Some guy, was he like the original? He played drums.
He was original, and then who replaced him, right?
Pete Best was the drummer that they got rid of and brought in Ringo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
but then he writes some of those original songs?
No. It was before they got big.
So
they were like 15 years old when that happened or something,
and
right?
Yeah. Did Pete Best continue to play music?
Yeah, he's still in Liverpool. Pete's like still there, and he has a little club that you can go to, and yeah, he's all bitter, and it's not pretty.
Of course. That's a life-ruining thing.
Yeah.
Like your best friends go on and become the Beatles, and you're like, "Well, I'm still in Liverpool, and I eat bangers and mash, and I just fucking fuck
he's on like
my
that,
ass."
That opener for Dunham, same thing.
Yeah, yeah. No,
he ruined his whole fucking life.
Very
yeah.
similar, yeah. very similar.
Exactly. That guy is, yeah, sure. He could, if not for me, he'd be here right now doing this podcast
for sure.
Wow, that's enough to fucking slit your wrists over.
He that also that remind the Pete Best thing is like when you hear about like some. Actor passed on a part, you know, like some offer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to be the fucking lead in this movie? And they're like, I don't want to do that shit.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's that? No, that's One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And you're like, mm-hmm. oh, shit, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That's that won 6 Oscars, my bad. Or you lose the part to somebody, you know, they think you have it. And they're like, nah, we're going to, they sometimes do this with pilots. They'll shoot a pilot.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, we love it, except for what you did.
Right.
So we're going to reshoot this pilot. We're going to pull your sorry ass out of it and put somebody else in there. And then we're just going to call this show Seinfeld.
Exactly. We're going to call it Friends or something. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That's fucking
so true.
Unbelievable, man.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Well, there you go.
Now, one thing we have been building up for, we have been in big anticipation of doing this. We teased it on our last show. And
this is an idea we've had now for like half a year.
Yeah. And you know what I was thinking about earlier? We didn't really talk about this. We didn't talk about the fact that we're having a musical ear play this game. It really raises the stakes.
Oh, shit, you're right, actually. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, this might not be to our benefit. Here.
Yeah, this could fall apart on us.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's roll the dice. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, so.
I'm going to keep a tally.
Keep a tally. This is a game that we have not played with anybody yet. You're the first person to play it. And we call it Tom or Black. This episode.
I'm the one that had the elephants roosting in trees.
Shit, man, that's Tom Segura.
Buns, he was a for real grimy nigga.
You think I give a fuck about a motherfucking red light? Oh. Faggot cop can't touch me. I'm out here smoking weed, speeding, all that, dog. Fuck that, that's me.
I put trademarks around your fucking eyes.
It's time for Tom or Black.
Nigga's a fucking joke, nigga.
Okay. That's just the intro.
That was a great intro
for the segment. And what it is I have a gift. You have a natural gift, obviously, as a musician.
You're talking about comedian. My dick. Oh, dick. No, the musician thing. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, absolutely.
And that sweet hog that I see between your legs.
Yeah, damn right, my friend. Don't tease me.
So my gift is that I can do a number of different Black people's voices to the point where...
Well, to the point where Tom has actually fooled Black people. Mm-hmm. We've been on the streets, and Tom, what was it? You stuck your head out
Fairfax.
Fairfax, and you were just like, look here, youngin'.
Yeah, yeah.
And some guy answered. He was like, all right, man, something never do. So, like, Tom can actually...
He can communicate with them?
The guy did not say sumba-dabba-doo. That's one thing I can tell you for sure.
Shabba-doo, shabba-dee.
Shabba-dee.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Wow, he's like the Negro whisperer.
That's right. Yeah. See, now you get it. So we thought we should do a game where we do Tom versus an actual Black person and see if we could see the difference.
Yeah.
That's how good he is.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to play you little clips and... We're not going to tell you in the moment which is me and which isn't, but you decide, is it Tom or Black?
Okay. Or an actual Black person.
Okay.
Not just or a Black. I mean, can no, you
the,
be a
the,
little...
the show is, the game's called Tom or Black.
Okay, well, okay.
So that all you have to say is so Tom, racist, yeah. Black.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, hit let's me do up. It. Mm-hmm. Let's do it, man.
Mm-hmm. It's your last rendezvous.
That's Tom.
Mm.
All right.
Well, that's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
Maybe we're going to hear that.
We're gonna go straight to
okay,
you.
Okay. All right. All right.
This is a professional ear.
Okay.
We don't need any.
You are about to say, "Don't touch my man."
Black.
Wow. Okay.
Person.
Yeah. Thank you for quality. Yeah. Thank you.
Wouldn't be completely racist.
No,
here, right?
I know. I mean, it's.
Hey, yo.
Tom.
Okay.
God damn it.
Ooh. I'm going to go Tom on that one.
Okay.
No!
I've never met a Black person with an ear that bad. I got to go with Tom on that.
Wow.
We going to ride tonight!
Tom.
Okay.
Wow. That was really good, man. That was good.
Oh, was that it?
That's it. That's all
wow,
we got.
Wow, that was really fun.
You can only prep so many. I could do this for hours.
I know.
I cannot wait to keep doing this.
So, okay, how should we do this? Should we play the clip again and do the reveal?
Yeah, do the reveal.
Okay,
sure.
So, number one, you said this was Tom.
This, yes. Let me pull this up. 1 second.
It's your last rendezvous.
That is not me. That is a Black person.
Is it really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's your last rendezvous.
But you did. I mean, I like that you didn't fuck around. You weren't even like, let me hear it again. You just went with your...
Straight to answer.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a trained ear.
Trained ear.
I had the room next to yours when we were in South Africa, and I swear I heard that voice.
Now, here's the next one that you heard.
You are about to say, don't touch my man.
And he said what?
He said Black. And I'm going to agree. I think it's Black.
You're right.
Very good, Ryan Hayner.
Very good.
Wow, that's good.
Next.
Hey, yo!
And he said...
Tom.
And you were right.
Okay, good.
Wow,
now, just good. To just let you know, I put background noise so that it can't just be all microphone stuff. You know what I'm saying? So,
brilliant, yeah.
That was originally recorded like this.
Hey, yo!
Okay. Would have been obvious then. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now this next
it's
one,
so silly.
So how many he's got right so far? He's got he's two or three.
Two out of three, correct? Okay. Yeah.
Very good, Brian.
God damn it!
He said Tom.
The number four, yes.
Yes, and that's
God damn it.
That's a black eye.
Is it? Yeah, wow. I wasn't sure on that one. I almost went black on that one.
Wow. That's a black eye that just orgasmed in a porno.
God damn it. God damn it.
That is so amazing. And, I like how he said that.
Then. Yeah.
God yeah. damn it.
Okay, and then here's
number five.
Next one.
Is that from a porno?
No, it's not. What did he say?
Brian Hainer said that is Tom.
That is a black man.
Oh, okay.
On Intervention.
Oh, right. The Cry.
The Cry. The Black Cry.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a famous clip.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was a Sandler song for a minute. I wasn't sure.
So far, oh my God. Yeah, you've only gotten two right. So let's see. Maybe the last one you can redeem yourself.
We gonna ride tonight!
And Brian Hainer said Tom.
And Brian's correct.
And that is correct. So you tied with yourself. That's not bad.
I chose a locker room, a football locker room, as the background.
Let me hear it.
We gonna ride tonight!
Very nice.
This is so much fun.
We found our new favorite
game.
This
is the best game ever.
That's a cool game.
Yeah.
Can I try it next time?
Yeah. You want me to try to get you? You're going to be really keyed into it, though, right? Because you know me so well.
Well, we'd have to play with a third party again.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I play, you don't know this, but I play a black woman in Ten Pin Alley in the video game series when I was like 26 years old.
Oh, yeah.
So I'd like to try this, too.
Yeah,
it'd be really fun.
Sure. And then, you know, you don't know me. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know me.
You don't know me.
So what was his final tally?
3 for 3. Yeah, 3 and 3. So 3 wrong and 3 correct.
Okay, so we're gonna keep a tally of which guests and how many they get right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you. And who is the best? And then maybe the at the end have the ultimate black off.
The ultimate black off. And so, yeah. Thank you for playing that.
Yeah,
oh, that was fun.
Brian.
Thank you. Yeah, that was awesome.
So can we, I feel like we have you here and we should show off a little bit.
Yeah.
Can you play us something else?
Absolutely.
You play us whatever you want to play while I enjoy another cookie.
Yeah.
Damn right. I spent a little time in Nashville writing country songs. And on my way to becoming a comedian. And I wrote serious country songs, but they never really got noticed so much. But I remember I had this one audition for this record company, A&R Man, huge record company. And I get there, and it's like this 16-year-old ginger, obese, honey boo-boo-looking guy that his last name's the same as the CEO of the company.
Oh, no.
And he's the A&R guy. He looks like he's 16. He maybe was 17. And he's sitting in judgment of me. And so I played him a couple of my songs, and he was like rifling through his desk the whole time, you know, looking for Baco bits or something. I don't know what his deal was, but I was getting pissed off, and he was like, "What else you got? What else you got?" So finally, I said, "Well, I have a song about baseball," and he goes, "Okay, I like baseball." So I went, "Saw you at the baseball game. I couldn't believe my eyes. You and my best buddy. We're sitting side by side. When you reached for his sack, I felt a pain inside my guts. And now your kisses taste just like my best friend's salty nuts." Salty nuts. Salty nuts. "You sucked them till you couldn't suck no more. Your cheeks were packed with nuts from his sack. It was like you'd never tasted nuts before." So he looks at me. I swear to God, this guy looks at me and he goes, "Well, I don't really like that one. It's not long enough. What else do you have?" It completely over his head. He doesn't get it at all. So at this point, I'm doing his voice now. I'm completely like singing songs back to him, impersonating him.
In his own
voice. And so I said, "Yeah, I have another verse to that song if you want to make it longer." And he goes, "Oh, yeah, I'd like that." So I was like, "Grandpa had the biggest cock that I have ever seen. Must have weighed a good 5 pounds. It was long and lean. Every morning at 5 a.m. it woke Grandma up. She swore that if it crowed once more that we would fry it up. So we ate Grandpa's cock. Sweetest cock that you could ever taste. We cleaned our plates with Grandpa's cock. Cock like that would be a sin to waste.
And was he like, I don't get anything longer or no?
Yeah, he didn't get that either. He was like, that, I don't know. You might want to change that to rooster.
Oh, my God.
I mean, literally, he was like, he was clueless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That is fucking clueless.
Yeah. He was dumb. I told him I had a sad banjo song, which is, if you know anything about music, there's no such thing.
Oh, right. Wait, banjo's like the happiest instrument.
Yeah, there can't be a sad banjo song. So, until now. Sounds better with a banjo, but you get the idea. I once heard a man say there are no sad banjo songs, so I picked up a banjo just to prove him wrong. Sure enough, 2 hours later, that man went to the doctor and found out he had testicular cancer. That's sad.
Listen.
Saw a movie theater with Trekkies camped outside, so I yelled, y'all are losers, as I was walking by. I can tell you there is nothing sadder than getting your ass kicked by 3 14-year-olds dressed up like Klingons. Didn't own a pair of shoes, I was walking down the street, feeling sorry for myself till I saw a man who had no feet. I was gonna help him up, but I thought what would be the point? He'd just fall down again. My cousin Chrissy left me for my brother Tom. She was 6 months pregnant and we've got 5 kids at home. If she don't come back by April, she's gonna miss her senior prom.
Yeah.
Yay. Nice job, Brian.
Thank
you. Beautiful
work. Country music at its finest.
Do you like Nashville?
No.
No?
I like Nashville. It's okay. But yeah, it's
never been.
It's a cool city to visit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the music business there is.
How long did you live there?
Yeah, for like a year. I spent a year there.
Wow.
And yeah, just wrote songs.
It's a tough
business there.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Hollywood, but they're meaner.
Really?
Yeah. Religion is involved.
Oh, boy.
All right.
And it just, it gets really weird there.
I was just watching a story about Taylor Swift's story about, like, as an 11-year-old, she was dropping off demos.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sign me. And they were like, all right. And then a big company signed her and then dropped her after like a year. And then like an independent producer said, like, I think you got something. Worked with her. Is still with her today. And she's, you know.
You always hear that
smart guy.
In those country music. She got a huge deal, and then they were dropped from the label.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then 5 years later, they made, you know, Joan Jett had that happen after the Runaways or something. Like, she couldn't get a deal, so she made her own records and sold them out of the back of her fucking van and ended up being, like, number one or whatever.
That's me, not Joan Jett.
That's not you.
Can I tell you, I've been this is a little late on this because it just, you know, worked out that way, but I've been thinking so much about this. I want your opinion on this.
Okay.
Did you watch the national championship game a couple weeks ago? Notre Dame, Alabama?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it was fucking just total destruction.
Yeah.
Alabama.
Brutal. Yeah.
Absolutely destroyed them. Well, this thing happened during the game, and that is that the play-by-play commentator, Brent Musburger, as they often do in these big games, they have some little human interest pieces.
Right.
Pointed out that A.J. McCarron, Alabama's quarterback, had his mother and his girlfriend in the stands. The girlfriend being named Catherine Webb, who is also Miss Alabama. She's a beautiful woman.
Yes.
He pointed this out, talked about how beautiful she was and how quarterbacks, you know, always get the pretty girl. And then now ESPN had to issue an apology
right
on his behalf. It makes me want to not be alive.
He's so angry that about this.
That they feel like he should apologize for what he said. I I watch this and I'm like, this is what we have to apologize for now. Like, this is something where I really think if you were to go all around the world, that maybe 90% of countries would be like, this is a story. This is an issue.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. You have to apologize. Like, this is, I think we have it right here. Just give me 1 second. I think, yeah, just give me a second. I'm loading up this clip. So you can hear, I want you to hear if you didn't know about it, what he said that he had to apologize for.
Now, when you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there. She does go to Auburn. I want to admit that. But she also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's A.J.'s mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. A.J.'s doing some things right down in
Tuscaloosa. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with Pop.
There you go. There you go.
That was, you know, the thing was like where it could have gone either way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he ties it up with a little bow and says, hey, you youngsters out there, get the phone. That's cute.
Yeah.
That's cute. And it's not over the top at all. They act like he's a Marv Albert and he pulled off his wig and bit the shit out of her or something.
Yeah. Right.
And
yeah.
It was, I agree. I read that and was pretty pissed off too. That.
Well, can I tell you though, that I just noticed listening to this clip again, Tom?
Yeah.
He points out she does go to Auburn,
right?
Meaning she does go to school.
No,
is that what that is?
No, that's to the rival school,
to a different school. Yeah,
he goes to Alabama. She goes to Auburn. Auburn is Alabama's rival,
right?
Okay.
So he's saying she does go to Auburn, which
so despite that, but she's also, you know, the only, like I we discussed this in the car yesterday. Tom and I got real hated over this, but. The fact that she does portray herself as Miss Alabama, like her whole thing is like, look at me, look at my looks. That's what I'm about. So for him to say that in reference to Miss Alabama, you're like, well, that's kind of what she signed up for. Now, if she were just like a rocket scientist and she just happened to be sitting there and he's like, damn, that bitch is foul. And you know, if it were lascivious, that would be different.
Yeah, I didn't even realize he said it because when it was happening, I was masturbating to the mother. And so I had to replay it.
Right. Before slow it down.
I'm seeing that there's a news story where the same guy, Brent Musburger, made a comment, I guess just recently at a basketball game, that he said, let's see, that he said it was really smoking tonight, hot inside, and they're trying to say that he said it about a woman. Let's see if we can hear this one.
Once you give your final score, Kansas 61, Baylor 44. Coming up next, SportsCenter, but Fran Fraschilla and Holly Rowe, who was really smoking tonight. I want to say so long from all.
No, he's saying it was really smoking.
Yeah. It was really smoking.
The game that you just called. Jesus, these people should fucking go kill
themselves. Think that, like, if he were somebody who was, like, a younger, hipper dude, and he went on and on and on about her looks, I'd be like, that's kind of not really cool. Just because, like, older dudes, you expect to do that kind of thing. Like, he's a different generation. He is not aware of, like,
you're looking
being
at,
sensitive
you're looking
to
at
women's
me.
Lib.
You're looking at me when you're saying that,
no,
too.
You know.
Like, he's a different generation.
You
he's
know,
older.
Like you, Brian Hayner.
That's right.
80 years old.
Well, I should also want to point out, just to kind of wrap this up, that she was on the Today Show the next day and was like, no, I don't see anything wrong with what he said.
Good for her.
And she said, like, any woman that, like, is, like, someone says you're beautiful, you're kind of flattered by that. I don't know anyone who wouldn't be flattered. And then they went to her dad and was like, he was like, yeah, I'm kind of used to it, but I don't think he did anything wrong. Like, I'm used to some people saying inappropriate things, but Musburger didn't.
Yeah, no, it's not like he said, boy, how'd you like to get some of that? Or, you know what I mean?
Right.
It wasn't.
Hopefully she'll be on the next Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut, Kirk.
That's right.
Yeah, that would have been different.
No.
I think
it's all appropriate.
And I just want to point out that the bigger thing is somebody like some of these journalists that write these articles about stories like this. And this guy, Bill Hanstock at SB Nation, wrote how he should be held accountable. And you're what's wrong with society. You're a piece of shit. And I just want it to be on record that this is a non-issue. And you're creating a world that nobody wants to live in. You. Bill Handstock.
But can I tell you that even if that guy did go, boy, I'd like to bang the shit out of that broad, it would be at his discretion to say that. Do you understand? Like, and I would be offended if he were to be like, I'd put my dick in her pussy all day long. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, that sucks. But then I wouldn't watch him and I would make the decision, you know what I mean, to not pay attention to that. And I think that's the problem with this, is that people can't say fucking anything.
Yeah, anymore. What's worse than even the like is the person who's like, I want to hear that apology. That's wrong, is what's fucked up in the world now. That somebody can say that and they go, we better hear an apology.
And did you ever notice that it's never a woman that comes out in this situation?
It's never the person.
It's
who
never the person.
Be.
It's some like some fucking guy
right.
decided
right. PC bullshit. That,
exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was like I did. It happens in stand up all the time. We did this the show I did in Chicago a few weeks ago on the Sunday show. There was this big group of like 10 gay guys up front, and a girl that was at the show. Afterwards, I'm hanging out with the feature act, and she goes to me. She goes, "I appreciate the way you talk to those gay guys, because I thought that the other comic was really insensitive and just was not cool." And I was like, "What are you talking about? What do you mean?" And she was like, "Well, just, you know, like some of his jokes, I don't think they were appropriate." And I'm like, "What did he say that was wrong?" She goes, I just thought, you know, I think, you know, he handled it wrong. And he was rude to them. And then he walks up and I'm like, she thinks you were rude. And like, he's like, about what? And I say, because of the 10 gay guys at the table. He's like, they just bought me shots. We just all hung out. Like yeah. We were having fun. So she was offended.
There you go.
Because not even because they were hurt. She thought that they might be offended.
Right.
So I'm going to be offended for you. And she couldn't point out what she found offensive. She was like, I just thought you might have hurt their feelings. Because he was like joking, having fun.
But another thing is that who is calling the station offended? Is it like older fucking 80? Again, I'm looking at you, Brian. Like 80-year-olds. You know what I mean? Who has the time to do that?
Bill.
It's not normal people. It's people who have the time and to complain about shit like this.
Ugh.
And not only that, these corporations get so nervous if two old biddies call up.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
If only two assholes pick up the phone, like, oh, we got to do something. We got to address this. Like, no, you don't. That's a minority population.
Back to the point of us talking about this yesterday, I'll point out another thing is that people who think, they go, well, what if, you know, the fact that you're pointing this out and saying the quarterback and you're suggesting that she wouldn't be with him if he weren't the quarterback, he wouldn't be with her if she weren't in the beauty pageant. And my answer to that is, yeah, but guess what? They are. In other words, she is a beauty pageant. So you proposing what if she wasn't? I don't know. She is.
Right.
What if he wasn't the quarterback of Alabama? Well, I don't know, because he is the quarterback of Alabama. So you suggesting that, like, maybe that has, you know, that has no role. It does have a role, because that's reality. You know, that's like when people say, well, would she be with him if he weren't rich? He is rich. So why are we acting? We're going to examine what if he wasn't rich?
Right.
He's worth $100 million. We're going to, like, what do you want the conversation to be about now? Like, we're going to act like maybe that plays a role. It's the reality. It's the truth. She's a beauty pageant queen. He's a quarterback at Alabama. That's probably how they were introduced.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hey, guess what? There's a beauty pageant chick over here. That looks, she's a fucking 10.
And she wants to meet you.
Yeah.
But it's interesting.
Not because of your fucking math scores either,
well,
asshole.
Well, no. That's and right. It's also interesting who we choose to get offended by and over. Like Miss Alabama in the stands, some guy saying something minutely weird. But like we would call other people, like Anna Nicole Smith, remember when she was in that whole debacle with that old guy? People were like, that fucking pig, gold digging whore, cunt rag. And you can call that woman all these names.
Right.
And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
But this girl, like, oh, you know, why do some people get special treatment? That's the part I don't understand. Or we're choosing to be offended.
The fact that that gets to be on the front page, this fucking non-issue over real
gold
news.
Digging.
Real issues.
Yeah.
Real
issues. Yeah. Right. So anyway, I had to get it off my chest. I'm sorry.
Know.
I'm with you.
I just
fuck him.
He was real fired up yesterday. So.
And Brent has always been a class act. That
always,
guy's been around
man.
Forever, yeah. And he's great at his job, and he's classy, and yeah.
I hear that Brent has to apologize, and it's just like,
no!
Oh. was really good.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful.
Thank you. I just wrote that for you.
Thank you.
Oh, what's up, Jeans? Ready to fucking do this?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. What are we doing?
I'm asking you.
What are we doing?
I don't know. You're asking me? I'm new here.
I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta get on a phone call.
You have to make a phone call?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Brian, what's the home headquarters? Where can we tell people to find you?
BrianHaner.com.
BrianHaner.com. On Twitter, you are at?
The Brian Haner.
That's your handle?
Yeah, it changed.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
At The Brian Haner. If somebody wants to take a bath with you, they email you.
I don't accept emails at all.
At all?
No, okay. I don't Fantastic. Like people. I don't like people. I'm on Facebook,
Who
too.
Does?
Oh, what's the Facebook page?
I think it's Brian Haner Comedy.
Brian Haner Comedy. Yeah.
Good.
And
buy his album, you guys.
Shit's on iTunes and
down the album. Is that how you prefer? How do you prefer people to purchase where do you want to
either get it? They can get them, if they buy them off my website, I sign them.
There you go.
You can get them signed.
Ooh.
And if you buy them on Amazon or any place else, then you're on your own.
Okay. But you can also download it, obviously, on iTunes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And the album's called Alone. And I will leave you with a track from that's industry jargon for song.
So dumb.
Called, is it The Ginger Bitches?
I love Ginger Bitches.
I love Ginger Bitches. Excuse me. This is I Love Ginger Bitches. Brian Haner, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks, Bri.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for doing everything you do. We love you.
We love you too.
Meow.
Inside of a closet, afraid to speak the truth or raise my voice, scared to tell my friends what I really wanted, but now I know my feelings were not a choice. Nature, nurture, DNA, I'm coming out, I'm born to say, I love ginger bitches. Ginger bitches, thin white skin with an ET heartbeat. I love ginger bitches. Guess what my birthday wish is? I love ginger bitches. They go down like a red delicious. I love ginger bitches. Don't want a girl with the calico taint. I love ginger bitches. So I made one my missus. I love ginger bitches. Ass tapped.
Ginger bitches,
put your banners in my mouth and go. Put your banners in my mouth.